Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, I think it's only fair before we continue to own up to the tummy. The audible tummy rumble there at about 5:18. There was a couple of them during the programme that borborygmi, as they are known in their borborygmus is a single tummy rumble. Borborygmi for the plural. I googled that because I could hear it in my own headphones. So rather than people thinking it's Katie, it is me. I own it. There you go. Because anyway, in that thematic line, as the festive feasts begin, beware of those leftover fogs, which is the acronym for fats, oils, and greases.
People are going to think I made you say that now, you know.
Yeah, I know this is entirely. They're not going to believe it when I say it's entirely voluntary, are they? No, it's that okay. Ship has sailed. No, I see. I've tried to save you from being the tummy rumbler, and now people think you're retired. Okay. Anyway, pouring grease down the sink can create rock hard fat burgs that could ruin your pipes and clog local sewers. And we're joined on this by Elaine Doyle, Clean Coast Development Officer of the South Coast. Elaine, good evening to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
I hope you're not too taken aback by the intro there. Let's stick to your area of expertise. What do we mean when we talk about fogs? What kind of things are we talking about that lead or contain fats, oils and greases that commonly get tossed into the sink?
So fats, oils and greases, they're a byproduct of when we're cooking. And the reason we talk about this campaign even more so at Christmas, because it's the time of year we're cooking larger volumes of poultry, larger volumes of meat, and we're getting more fats, oils and greases. And the purpose of the campaign is just to try and help people to not add to the fat burgs that are in our sewers.
Okay, so, I mean, people, when they're tossing stuff down the sink, they may go, look, I've got the most of it off. They throw a bit of boiling water and a bit of detergent, say, into a roasting pan, and they pour it down the sink thinking, that's it. Anything, the YouTube will or the U-Bend will catch everything. What do you say to people who think like that?
And it's a common misconception. And it's more, I think with anything, you don't know it unless you've been told what to do. And a lot of people think that. And the reason they think it is fats, oils and greases are liquid at room temperature. So they don't think anymore. But when you put them down the sink, when they go into the pipe network, it goes underground, it gets colder. So as it gets colder, those fats, oils and greases start to solidify, and that's where they cause the blockages and the big problems.
Okay, and they can combine with people who disobey that other rule about flushing wipes, wet wipes down the toilet. So what happens when those two particular ingredients meet in our sewerage system?
So to give you a lovely mental image, when you're anything that's flushed down the toilet and goes down the sink, they all go into the same wastewater network. So if you have fats, oils and greases down the sink, if you've wipes, cotton bud sticks, hair, dental floss, they all marry together in this big, messy fatberg. And these fatbergs can get so big that they clog pipes. And the wastewater pipe has one job, and that's to move the wastewater away from our homes. And it just doesn't allow the pipe to do what it needs to do. And then somebody has to get rid of that fatberg, which is a very unpleasant job.
How do they manage that? I mean, what are you talking about? People going down and digging them out of sewers, is it?
Yeah, there was a really big one in London this year, and they were showing a picture of them kind of just hacking it away. It's a horrible job, but the big thing, it's also really avoidable. If those fats, oils and greases are just kept out of the sink, then it won't lead to fat breaks.
Okay, where do you put them then?
So you leave them cool because they're going to be hot, and then they can go into your brown curbside bin. Never put them in your compost. So it'll be the brown curbside bin, into your black bin, or else some bring centres will buy the oil, buy the fats, oils and greases off you, and they can be used for refining to make biodiesel.
Okay, so for something like, say, you know, you've cooked some kind of meat that has a lot of fat in it, and it comes off and you leave it in a dish, you solidify it in the fridge or something, you shouldn't put that fat into your compost, should you not?
Not into your home compost, because it's got traces of meat in it, and then it can lead to rodents, which really love compost. So that's not something you want. So, and there is other people do have other uses for it, but I don't have anything I would properly recommend. Like, you wouldn't reuse it because you don't want to refry oil. And people talk about making fat balls, but that would be if there was, you'd have to have no meat in the greases. So for most of us, we're going to have meat in the greases, so you just have to get rid of it.
I was just going to say, Elaine, it's grand putting the kind of fat, solidified fat, into that brown caddy that a lot of people have for food. But, you know, when the oils are still oils, is there another separate way you can kind of deal with that?
Egg cartons can be good for that. Or like some kind of, you can also pour them into a bottle. You could sacrifice a bottle, pour them into a bottle if you don't want to get it too messy inside, because I know sometimes it depends on the heat inside in your house. Sometimes it can get oils harder to solidify. Or else if there's leftover traces of oil, wipe them up with kitchen paper. So that will take a lot of it. Or some people use tin foil as well. So that will contain a lot of the grease.
Okay, Elaine, thanks for the tips on that. That's Elaine Doyle, Clean Coast Development Officer of South Coast. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.